Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. The Yankees are trying to salvage the series and not get beat by the Blue Jays. If they win tonight, they start the season with a winning record and have a winning homestand. And all things may look hopeful as they head to Baltimore tomorrow to face the Birds. Jake, how are you?
Zach, James, everyone live in the chat. The New York Yankees, good luck today. Olaf. Hope the Yanks don't get frozen out of a win today. Bong. Yankees play. Win, everything's okay. Lose, everything's a disaster.
A little bit.
Yeah.
It's early, but I mean,
A little bit, though. It very much changes. The episode of Talking Yanks will be recording tonight after the game. Make sure you're back live on this channel, chatting up with us. I don't like this guy. Why isn't he doing this?
And I think maybe that guy should be doing this thing.
And if you ever... Jim, tell the people what happens on this show.
Yeah, what happens on this show is we're going to tell you the lineup the Yankees are throwing out there and maybe even the lineup the Blue Jays are throwing out there, and we're going to give our thoughts on the lineup. Then after that, we will each give a what to watch for. After the what to watch for, we will make our homer. We will do the pitching path to victory. After that, we will make our homer draft picks. We will decide if we are going to bet on the over or the under. And then we will give our premonitions, and then we will stand up.
Yeah.
Okay, the Yankees lineup today is as follows. Donaldson is leading off and playing on the hot corner. Aaron Judge is playing center back and batting second. Rizzo over there at the main bag, batting third. Stanton in the outfield, northeast. DJ LeMahieu, middle right. Gallo, northwest. Gleyber Torres is your designated hitter. DH for short. Kiner, one-hit Falefa, is at shortstop. Trevino behind the dish. And Luis Severino on the bump. The Towers in the outfield. Higgy on the bench. Hicks on the bench. Marwin on the bench. Jake, what are your thoughts on the lineup?
I like the lineup. Hicks, who's actually playing a pretty good brand of baseball right now, he is one of the guys that rest day should be happening for because of the Yankees roster construction and missing a couple seasons. So, like, that makes sense a little bit. I like DH and Gleyber. After yesterday, he had a costly defensive play. I think there's a chance that this is one of our better defensive and offensive lineups currently.
DJ's first game at second? Yes?
No. DJ's No.
No. Opening day.
No. But he'll play there. I like Seve on the bump. You know, I'm juiced up for that. Gallo got his gold glove yesterday. Stan playing the outfield. I like that. And yeah, Higgy Trevino. We knew one of the four games Trevino would play at least. It's the final game of the set. Yeah, I mean, you know, you could say if Marwin is at shortstop today, would we really care? No. And I mean, I'd almost like that more than if IKF has another rough night tonight. I think he has to sit the first game of the series again, and I think that's a tough feeling. Like, each new series brings on its new thing. We do a different podcast episode at the end of each series, and if he has a tough game tonight, then you have to sit him for the first game of series tomorrow, and then that becomes almost like a tradition, which...
Is that your what to watch for?
No.
Okay.
What's your what to watch for?
I have to get my thoughts on the lineup first.
Okay. And lead that into your what to watch for.
I like this lineup. I like Donaldson, Judge, Rizzo, Stanton. I really would rather... Dude, I think I like Rizzo, Judge, Stanton. But I don't mind Donaldson there. But I just want them to be consistent. Yeah, Glaber at DH. I do think it might have been scheduled and not a reaction to his error, but it's probably our best defensive lineup, like you're saying. And then I really like that the catcher and the pitcher, the battery, if you will, both end in Eno. Okay. I think that's some symmetry. The Eno boys, I think that's what they're saying. The Eno boys!
That's your what to watch for, the
battery
Eno boys.
Tonight. I mean, the starting pitcher is always an easy what to watch for. Right. But Seve had some bad defense behind him last game.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're saying this is a pretty good defensive infield. Stanton probably isn't going to be part of the best defensive outfield. Right. Although he's not bad, he just clearly...
Not bad, but...
Does not, you know, he's business decisions, so he's going to...
Gallo, Hicks, Judge is like a very good...
Very defensive, good defensive outfield. So defensive outfield. I would like the defense to be clean. Very much so, because that was supposed to be a big upgrade, and it bit Seve a little bit in his first start. And I'd like for Seve to have good defense behind him to see what that looks like so we can get deeper into games. Because our pitchers, it's second time through, so he's going to get a little bit deeper. But still, we're, like, relying on the bullpen. Like, I know this is by design, but I don't think it was by design the first time through. 65 pitches, yes, not, like, three innings. Not getting out of the fourth. So let's get some good defense behind Severino because... Blue Jays have been putting on a defensive clinic, and they look sharp and fast and fun. I don't need the Yankees to look that good because I don't think it's possible, but I just like clean play behind Seve.
Can I tell you something?
Yeah.
I think that was a fantastic what to watch for.
Thanks.
I think like a top three of the year.
My what to watch for from yesterday still stands, too, the 8 and 9 hitters.
Okay. Yeah. Mine... Still stands the reverse of that, I think. Might be good bathroom break time. The stadium.
Yeah.
James, my what to watch for. Tonight. Jim, there's a couple Yankees that have good history versus Kevin Gausman. They're two of the Yankees you expect. Aaron Judge and Giancarlo Stanton. The team needs a win tonight.
And you think because Judge cracked his first one, they're going to Coven Droves.
Judge got his first one. Stanton almost hit an electric game-tying home run.
He did.
He did, in a way.
And then something like a wind wall came up. That was some angels in the outfield nonsense.
A reverse wonder wall. Got us. So,
after all.
This is a little bit of a lame cop out. Okay. Jim, some of these Yankees numbers against Kevin Gausman.
The Gausman.
Are from when he wasn't really the Kevin Gausman he is today.
Yeah.
So I'm interested to see how their at-bats looked. You know, Kevin Gausman, go look at the stats, people. People, go look at the stats. Educate yourself. Kevin Gausman had an incredible year last year. He got the bag this offseason. You know, Kevin Gausman, when he was with Baltimore, was a 4.37 ERA guy. Last year, he was 3.09. So, I'm interested to see how the fellas look against this new Kevin Gausman, new division rival
since
Kevin Gausman.
How many, you know how many players have had at-bats on this current Yankees lineup against the new Kevin Gausman?
Is that last year or more recent?
I did from after he left Baltimore.
Okay, there's still some fishiness in there, but go on.
You don't want me to count 2019?
2019 is tough.
All right, I'm not going to count it then.
He's not that guy.
Let me refresh the browser.
From 2020 on.
Refreshing the browser. Refreshing. Okay, you want to know how many players?
Yeesh.
The answer remains the same.
Answer remains the same.
Do you have a guess, Jakey boy? It's Rizzo. It's Anthony Rizzo. He's got...
Tony.
Three at-bats against the new Goss man. Reached on an E6. Struck out and then grounded out to the catcher. Yesterday, coming off the bunt. So that's huge. Gausman's good, though.
Gausman is good.
Is this an honest place, or is the pregame show not an unhonest place? Is this a safe space, or is this not a safe space? Because sometimes the pregame show has more outsiders than like the full episodes.
I'd argue this is the safest space
we have. Think this is a safe space?
Outside of JJR, this is the safest space we have.
I don't know about that.
I do.
You think I can share?
Yes.
The website that I can't get off?
I think I can share the website I can't get off.
Texted it to you guys last night.
Oh. Yeah, absolutely. It's like my most popular topic.
The what to watch for Forever and Always will be IKF until he hits. You know how in The League, the TV show, they made the term roster baiting after yes. they draft, and then they just look at their roster and just like get so happy about it. Or like when you go to Barry Bonds baseball reference page, you're like, oh my, you marvel at it.
Yeah.
I have been stuck on Isaiah Kiner-Falefa's baseball savant page in a state of astonishment.
Yeah.
And I can't get out of it. And I don't know, man. I just can't.
Why don't you know?
I want, besides like the Yes Network hype and like everyone trying to like be happy and like all this, like I want, and I know the war is high, but that's all base running. And I'd love an honest sit down and be like, do you actually see upside here? Or is it literally a 3-month cheap stopgap that you think you might be able to flip? And I don't know. Hopefully in 2 years we'll have an honest answer to that, because if you go to the analytics of his approach in the box, they're jarring. Tom Prizman texted me last night.
Yeah.
This is how the text conversation went. He texted me, Jake.
Yeah.
And I'll wrap this up soon.
You're okay.
And he said, sorry for the late text. This was 11:23. Just wanted to know what time we're planning on running the one-inning league game, which premieres tonight.
Tonight.
Also, are we going to premiere it? Thanks, because he had sent me the version to check over it. And I responded, sorry, I've just been pouring through IKF's advanced stats. 548 batted balls last year, 10 barrels. At a 5-4 launch angle with a below-average exit velo, which means he hits infield drills. He gives the defense in, like, if you were to take the stats on a coach with a fungo bat hitting balls to the infielders as a warm-up, those would be the same profile as him. And I am flabbergasted and perplexed. No, I do. I think he's better than what he's been doing right now. Yes. Did I make a montage of his swings? Because that's how deep I am in this. I didn't tweet it out. I just literally spent an hour putting all his swings in one montage so I could see it. And just like, I'm just like bathing in the shit that is his advanced stats. And I don't get it. So I'm like in a bad, bad place with it.
It's because we missed one thing. It kind of fully clicked, and you'll hear more of this on Talking Yanks later. But do you remember when the Yankees traded with the White Sox? And they got Todd Frazier, Tommy Canley, and David Robertson.
Uh-huh.
And Todd Frazier was the headliner because Todd Frazier.
But it was Canley.
But Canley and Robertson were the pieces they wanted. What do they like from their catchers? They got a catcher with option years and years to go of pitch framing. The kid's like a pitch framing legend. And they got their third baseman that they wanted, which if you want to look at a baseball savant that the New York Yankees actually value.
I know.
That's what they got. Kiner Falefa has been a cover.
But they were trying to trade with him from the Rangers.
Because it's all been a cover.
And the Rangers didn't want Gary. They wanted Trevino and Kiner from the Rangers. They didn't want Gary. So they went the other way.
You ever seen a magician? Smokescreen. We'll talk about more of that tonight. And hey. I'll say this outside of this. I've been driving a proverbial train people are talking about. I will be rooting for IKF tonight, and you should be too. The way the kid's hitting right now is not who he is. Same goes for Higgy and Trevino. So I hope he puts on a goddamn show tonight. Make a couple plays. Watch a couple hits drop in. Let's get a hot streak out of him.
I'd like a swing that he keeps both hands on or, like, follows through.
Premonition?
No.
Oh, okay. What's your pitching path to victory?
Pitching path to victory today is they did what we didn't want them to do yesterday, Chad after call. Chad pitched fine. A bizarre order of events to turn that inning around. But the pitching path to victory today is, I'm looking at it now. So who's out? So Loaizaga is probably not going to, Loaizaga's out. You will not see Laza today. They call him Low.
I don't hate it.
Yeah. I like Laza a lot.
I already have a Low in my life.
Who?
Low Bosworth.
Okay.
One of my favorite celebrities.
I mean, we haven't seen Litke in a while. And we haven't seen we saw Wandy yesterday. Maybe Litke today, if there's a lane for him.
It's not a great matchup for Litke.
And then I do think Clark Schmidt might be first out if Seve doesn't go deep. I do think it might be Seve to Schmidt if Seve doesn't complete the... If he comes out before the fifth starts. Because they can't do it to the bullpen again. Like they know.
Clay Holmes is pretty available. He's your eight... Chappie's your ninth. Seventh inning gets really interesting because it's Miguel Castro didn't pitch yesterday. Are they willing to give him a seventh inning? I'd rather give Miguel Castro a seventh inning than Clark Schmidt his second inning in the seventh inning. So I think Chappie, Chad, and Miguel Castro are your guys. Depending how Seve looks tonight, maybe it's Seve to Litke to get out of his last inning or something like that. Don't rule out Marinaccio. They like him.
Marinaccio. How would you think of Sears yesterday?
A lot of righties. I don't care.
Oh. Do they have any lefties today? Biggio is in. Tapia's in. Oh, so that's a lane for Litke then. Tapia, Kirk, Biggio.
It's also probably their pinch hit lane.
Yes.
So it's...
Yeah.
You know. We'll see. That's a little bit of the chess game.
Getaway
tonight.
Day. They might have promised some. The Blue Jays might promise some guys the full day off. You don't know. Only the Yankees
only
do
the
that.
Yanks, yeah. Mm. And then they take it back anyways.
Aha.
Homer.
Draft.
Homer. Draft.
Homer. Draft.
Bush. Yankees great.
Homer World. Homer World. Jake, huge. Huge, huge homer draft from Jake. So proud of you.
A norm.
Back to back, too.
A norm.
It's a great job.
Good guys to pick.
I go first, and my second pick will be Stanton. I kind of need to to see what my other op, like it's a 4-game set and
used a lot of guys.
We've used a lot of guys. Have I used Donaldson? No, and neither of you.
I have used Donaldson.
I'm
Glaber and Gallo.
You're Glaber and Gallo?
Yeah.
You've used Gallo.
Oh, he was my first pick. Excuse me.
I've used Gallo. I've used Judge. I have not used Rizzo. Great. I'm Rizzo with
That's my a good pick.
Rizzo and Stanton are my picks.
I screwed my pooch. I am Glaber and DJ.
Nice.
I like Rizzo and Stan for you.
I do like Rizzo and Stan.
I'd have a tie game tonight.
Yesterday, I was excited that I got that because they sat Stan. I was like, "Well, I get to save him now because I would have grabbed him yesterday probably." So that's the homer draft. Now I think even if I just get one, I'd be happy just because you know I just want to keep the total number close.
Oh, okay.
I've conceded.
I would prefer to save my homer juices for the next series.
Maybe, but I don't want to be shut out because every single series so far I've had a homer.
Rizzo Stanton.
So I just don't want to get shut out.
Oh. I've gotten Rizzo every series.
Yeah. People calling you Jakey DeRiz.
DeRiz.
Yeah. You hear about Rizzo? She got a bun in the oven.
See Rizzo. I like the way he plays.
The over-under tonight.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to guess that they kept it at 8 or bumped it to 8.5.
There's an 8.5 chance, right?
I think they kept it at 8 flat. I'm going to guess that they...
Gossman's
I'm going to guess.
I'm going to check one thing.
I'm going to guess that they kept it at 8 flat. Invest in my blood company.
I like it. I'll go 8.5 just for the people. Don't believe in it.
The over-under is 8.5.
Nice, Jake. Damn it. Good job by you. I'm taking the under. Oh, I'm not. We're going to the game. Over.
It's an over.
It's an over. Every time me and Jake go to a game,
over always hits.
Yeah, I forget.
It actually ended up being good.
Last year, I forget what it was, but I think it was like we were like 20-0.
It ended up being right around that.
Yeah, we should have like a mark. Like I'm gonna mark it in yellow, and that means like we went to the game. Yellow doesn't seem to represent the stadium at all. I'll mark it in like blue with pinstripe writing or like the gray writing. That's genius, genius, genius. That's from Mr. D's.
Genius. Popular gif.
Yeah.
Popular gif.
Do you have a premonition? Have you ever had one?
We're at the game.
What was your premonition yesterday? Mine was that Cole would crack a smile on the bench. Didn't happen because he got Vladdy'd.
Yeah. He's being wormy on the bench a little bit. Came off and doing the whole one. Forget what mine was.
Me too.
Probably happened.
Probably your smart cat.
Coolin.
Look at me, coolin. Just being all cool. I think I have that somewhere. That's such a funny.
I kind of see it. A big 2-out RBI single.
RBI single.
A big 2-out RBI single.
Wrong, wrong, wrong. No, no. But kind of right.
Just like that. I'm trying to find the one you say coolin', being all cool, because it's funny. Can't find it, though. Do you see anything else about it? Do you see someone going like first to home on it?
I gave my premonition.
Okay, just a 2-out RBI single.
A big 2-out RBI single.
So, like, game-changing. Like ties the game or takes the lead.
I've given my premonition.
It's a lot of wiggle room here.
Not a ton. 2-out RBI single? That's more specific than you think.
So, if it's 5-0.
Doesn't count.
In the 9th.
What?
but Kiner Falefa does it. Is that a big RBI single? Because kind of, because Falefa needs to get going.
Closer to problematic.
Oh.
You'll know what it means when it happens, Jim.
I think a bird gets caught in the wind today. Might fall down, die.
You lose. You get lost in the birds and your premonitions a lot.
That's windy out.
Yeah.
There's some light drizzle.
A little weather before the game.
Yeah, the weather's changing.
That's going to be a bummer.
The birds are coming back north. They're not used to it.
It's going
to
be a bummer.
I think there's maybe like a little windstorm.
Because it's going to be like...
A little baby bird gets caught and it falls down dead.
We're going to go outside and it's going to be like sunny and 72. And you're going to be like, oh, it's going to be a good night for a ball game. I think the rain's going to bring a chill with it.
That's fun. I like a chill.
It's going to be just past what you'd like. Just past.
Yeah, I'm wearing shorts because I checked the weather today and said it was going to be 80.
Exactly. You had to click in on the hours because it was like 80 now, little rain, and then it's like 59.
I have pants here.
Yes, let's go.
Me? I'm cooling, man.
That's good stuff, Jake.
A little music behind it.
Did I show
it's
people
a shout out to Bernie Mac?
What it looks like?
R.I.P. R.I.P. to one of the goats.
It opens up with me with tape on my eyes. Why was that, Zach? Why did I have my eyes taped shut? Did you do that to me?
Zach? I didn't do that. We were taking, sounds like he did that.
I think we might have been taking Polaroids. I think tape was a
subject
of that.
Resource.
Yeah.
For those that listen to the real episodes, we might be back in the Bronx studio after the game tonight. Yeah, that's
me. I'm cooling, man.
One of the better 3-second videos out there.
Shout out.
So I haven't been back to the Bronx studio office since we left. When did we come here? January 10th or something like that?
I think the week after that, the 18th, something like that.
So I'm excited.
Yeah, you're going to like it.
Okay.
Still has our heart there.
That's the show, and that's the game, and that's the stuff that we talk about. And
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.